This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Getting patients to take medicine as prescribed is a serious and sometimes life-threatening challenge. The manufacturer of Abilify, the world's best-selling antipsychotic drug, is working on a solution. They're trying to get FDA approval to attach an ingestible sensor that will track whether patients have taken their daily dose and report to doctors if they do not. This pill and tracker combination has been in development for some time, raising thorny ethical and legal questions, along with doubts about its success. Here's one doubter, Stephen Colbert.
According to the pill's manufacturer, Proteus Digital Health, the sensor can help patients suffering from diseases of the central nervous system, including schizophrenia, because nothing is more reassuring to a schizophrenic than a corporation inserting sensors into your body that beam information to all those people watching your every move.
Suspicions are high from the general public as well, after recent reports of pharmaceutical companies skyrocketing their markups on established drugs. So could digital upgrades be a tactic for raising prices? Here with more is Sarah Zhang, a science reporter at Wired, who wrote about the pill-tracker combination. Sarah, welcome back to Word of Mouth.
Thank you for having me, Virginia.
So how do digital medicines work?
So how this Proteus system works is it's basically two things. You have a little Band-Aid-like sensor that you stick onto your torso, kind of right above your stomach. And then inside the pill, there's a tiny chip that's made of magnesium and copper. And when this piece of metal reaches your stomach juices, basically creates a tiny voltage at the sensor on your torso that can then detect it. And then it sends a signal to a smartphone, which can then also, with the patient's permission, be sent to their doctor so that doctor knows whether they're taking the medication or not.
So in this FDA application, is this system designed by Proteus? And the drug in question is Abilify. Now, who makes it and what is it used to treat?
Right. So Abilify is made by a big pharmaceutical company called Otsuka, and it is actually the most popular antipsychotic in the U.S. Just a couple years ago, it was actually the number one drug in the U.S. It's used to treat schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, in some cases, depression.
I mean, that was stunning to me that it is the number one selling drug in the U.S., at least it was in 2013. Is it being used for other off-label uses?
I believe it actually is just the most popular antipsychotic.
Wow. So what is the rationale then for adding sensor technology to Abilify?
The sort of easy thing to say is, well, we want patients to be taking their drugs in cases with people with serious mental illness. You're taking a pill every day. Easy to forget. You know, it's easy to forget for people, anyone who's taking a pill every day. We want them to be taking their medication. The other motivation that you might be able to see is that Abilify went off patent this year. There was kind of this convoluted lawsuit with the FDA where Otsuka was trying to prolong their patent. FDA said no, they approved generic drugs. And, you know, drug companies kind of have this long history of slightly reformulating their drugs to make them like slow-release formulas so that they can repatent it. And this might be seen as another strategy, that kind of strategy.
Well, what do you guess on that, that this is a way for Otsuka to extend the patents on this drug and probably raise the price?
Yeah, I mean, that is definitely, I put that question to Otsuka's officials and they told me no, that's not why. I think we can all look at the timing and say it's awfully curious.
Well, any indication of how much more this version will cost?
That's a good question as well. The company's, you know, the drug is not, the sensor drug combination has not been approved yet. So they would not give me any sort of clear number. But given that there are now generics on the market, and now you're getting not only a non-generic drug, but plus an extra sensor, you can probably expect it to be significantly more expensive.
Well, as you point out in your reporting, Jenny, 74% of patients with schizophrenia stop taking their prescribed drug within 18 months. Now, this is a real concern, especially at a time when calls to fix the nation's broken mental health system are reverberating in states and towns and in families across the country. So what kinds of civil liberties or ethical questions come with the idea of people who are psychotic, especially, tracking their drug intake?
Yeah, so What's interesting about not patients who, you know, fail to take their drugs is that there are many different reasons, right? In some cases, they simply forget. And the companies that are making this combination now, they are very clear to say this is what their pill is aimed for. So in other cases, you know, it's patients who maybe don't like the side effects of their drugs. In that case, you know, maybe this is a way to help those patients. The doctors can see they're not taking the drug. Maybe it's, you know, a way for doctors to know it's time for an intervention. In other cases, with patients who maybe don't believe that they're mentally ill, in that case, this system physically doesn't really work that well, right? Because you actually do have to be wearing this sensor. So if you don't want to be taking the drug, you don't wear the sensor, the system doesn't work.
And to Colbert's point, people who are schizophrenic or psychotic may be far less likely to want to ingest something that allows them to be tracked.
Yes, absolutely. You know, one psychiatrist I spoke to said you do have to be careful when someone, you know, might already be having these thoughts about monitoring. You know, how do you introduce this idea of monitoring them? And, you know, we're not maybe not quite there yet, but this is something that the trend is going toward when you start thinking about it.
Well, there's also a feeling in the air of mistrust, especially after recent news of Turing Pharmaceuticals adding a 5,000% markup to a popular toxoplasmosis drugs. News that other companies have raised prices on drugs over the past 20 years. Do you think the public believes that drug companies have our best interests in mind?
So, you know, with Turing, I think lots of big drug companies have been looking at them and trying to say, oh, he's not representative of us. This is a hedge fund guy, you know, doing his hedge fund thing. But definitely the problems of drug prices is a big issue. And you look in the U.S., you know, like we're one of the few developed, if not the only developed country that lets drug makers basically set their own prices. And you look at strategies in ways that drug makers keep trying to keep their prices high, it definitely does break down trust.
What about insurance companies? Is there a concern that tracking information could someday be used against patients? You know, you didn't take this drug as prescribed, so we're not covering it, or we're not reapproving it, or even we're raising your rates.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if you think in a lot of cases, this drug might not only be useful for mental illness, but in cases of heart disease or diabetes, and if a drug insurance company can say, oh, look, you weren't taking the pill, so we're not going to pay for whatever outcomes that come out of that. If the sensor can, like, really work 100% of the time, then that's definitely something to worry about.
How about whether insurance companies or even Medicaid would pay for this upgrade for Abilify, especially given that a lot of people who are being treated for psychosis may not have insurance of their own?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we were talking about generics and how, you know, generics are now approved and are likely to be much cheaper. Again, it seems like for now the drug is aimed at a very small subset of people, and maybe in those cases they might have great insurance that might pay for this. If insurance companies have a way of tracking compliance, they might see some incentive in that. But for sure, you know, patients who don't have health insurance, seems like a hard pill to swallow to give them something so expensive.
Any other drugs that you know of now working for or looking to upgrade with these technological sensors or trackers?
So I do know that Proteus is working with a few other companies, Novartis included, and they have tested it, the sensor system with those drugs. So these are drugs for other chronic illnesses like diabetes or heart disease.
Sarah, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you, Virginia.
Sarah Zhang, she's science reporter at Wired, and that's where we found her article, Why Farmer Wants to Put Sensors in This Blockbuster Drug. You'll find a link to read about it at our website. That's wordofmouthradio.org.